Good morning. Merry Christmas. You're on a roll. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
Amen.
Amen. Today is, I'm already launching. Welcome to Burns Church. My name is Will Morris. It's good to see you all here. Colin said as he was coming in to church, according to his mom, Holly Armstrong. Colin Armstrong. Raise your hand, Colin. There he is. Actually looked out the car window and said, look at the mountains. And either that it is an amazing case of brown nosing or he was actually taken by the mountains. Okay, good. Very good. Glad to see it. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, which means today we will be lighting the fourth candle on the Advent wreath. It also is a very big day for Burns Church in that you are in for a spiritual and oral treat in hearing the Christmas cantata by the Burns Chancel Choir with their choir director. Don Boyles is the choir director. Apparently, he has told the choir that he is to be addressed as Master and Commander. So, if you could pull that one out. And Mary's saying his head is already big enough. And Peggy Blocker, a superb organist and pianist, and she'll be backing the choir up today. It's also the baked goods auction by the youth group. And I offer thanks to all those who have baked and brought goods to be auctioned off. There are lots of goodies. If your house is anything like ours, we need goodies like a hole in the head. But they're excellent. They're wonderfully made. They're made with love. And by purchasing these in the auction, you will be supporting our youth group and their ministry. So we hope that you will come right after church to coffee fellowship time in the parlor, and we will have the auction there, and there'll be plenty of coffee as well. My thanks to Linnell Franklin and Virginia Kneff for the beautiful flowers that are on the right side, the pulpit side of the Lord's table. Yeah, Jane can't quite see them, but beautiful arrangement, and those are brought and offered in memory of their parents. So we're very grateful for that. Yesterday was a big day for the church. There was practicing of the cantata. I was here, and you, as I mentioned, you're in for a wonderful treat in the singing and offering praise to God. The youth group was here baking, so the whole church smelled wonderful. Then many of the youth, about 17 of us, went out to Lowry Place, and Jim Berry had a favored place in singing with us, and we all sang for a half hour for the residents of Lowry Place. It was a really good way to get the Christmas spirit. There are two things that Methodists never miss. One is an opportunity to eat, so we're going to throw that out to you for the baked goods auction. The second thing we never miss is an opportunity to take your money. It's a joke. We're asking you for your donations, as we do every Sunday. But today, if you've looked at the bulletin, there's not an offertory time. So what we're going to do is ask the ushers to hold the plates. You can't get to your car until you put a money in the plate. So no, it's not quite that way. But if you are so moved to offer a donation to our church, the ushers will have those plates in the narthex as you leave the sanctuary. Few quick items on your calendar. Thursday, we continue with our Bible study. Saturday, the brothers in Christ meet. Next Sunday, the Bible study will also meet in the morning. The key is that this coming Tuesday is Christmas Eve, and our worship service will be combined with the Tonga Fellowship, the Ghana Wesley Fellowship, and Burns Church. We'll meet here in the sanctuary, 7 o'clock p.m. for candles and carols and Christmas and communion. So we hope that you will come and bring your families, bring your friends. There'll be Christmas refreshments afterwards, but an amazing night of remembering and commemorating Christ's birth. So I hope you'll be there. Any other announcements for the good of our community? It's a peaceful church. Amen. Well, let me offer you this opportunity. There are several people visiting. I recognize faces that I don't fully recognize. So let me offer this as is our tradition. Let us all rise up on our feet and look to those around us, even across the church, and welcome each other in the peace of Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. Welcome back. As you're shimmying back to your seat, I want to make sure that everybody in the congregation has one of these really cool candles. Jane, lift up your candle. There we go. Jane Anderson sporting her candle. Will Blake, you have a candle? Well, let's get on with it, partner. So, where are some ushers? Hey, Jim. Mike. Jim, would you bring in the bowl of candles? Because there's some, and if you don't have a candle, raise an empty hand. Susan, it doesn't surprise me. And there you go. You were late, so that's like confession right there. Everybody have a candle? Raise your hand. Okay, this is a test. If you have a candle, put the candle in your left hand and raise it high into the air. Very good. Now, this is tricky. Stick with me. Pass the candle to your right hand and raise it in the air. Okay, we're going to do the whole thing one more time, and I'm going to walk you through it. Down to the bottom, left hand, up in the air. Down to the bottom, right hand, up in the air. You have now had a small aerobic workout. Thank you.